You're about to experience an Ule Tiger erotic audio. Please consider following me on Patreon for regular updates. I was too weak after Justine's death. I thought I could urge myself to find and kill the creature. But the death was too much. I felt defeated. I barely left my bed for weeks. My father decided a change of scenery may help. So he packed my things and off my family went. Once we got there, I felt calmer. I was able to get out of bed and walk, but my grief returned. So I decided to climb the nearby mountain. I reached the top and bathed in the beauty and the cold. That's when I saw him. He was getting closer and closer, and before I knew it, he was right in front of me. Begone, devil! You vile insect!
I expected this reception. All mankind detest the wretched, and I be the most foul. Even my creator detests me. You even want to kill me. But try and you will fail, and will doom mankind. If my conditions are met, though, I will leave you and the rest of man.
Fiend, come closer so that I may extinguish your spark.
Please be calm. Listen to what your humble creation has to say before you do harm to me. Have I not suffered enough? Even though my life is anguish, I will protect it. I will fight back. I am your creature, and I will be mild and docile to my natural lord and queen if you will do your part, that which you owe me. Remember that I am your creature. I am your Adam. Where is my Eve? Everywhere I see bliss, from which I am alone, am irrevocably excluded. You made me a being able to feel love, yet have no one to love. I was benevolent and good. Misery made me a fiend. Make me happy, and I shall again be virtuous.
Enough. I will speak no more with you.
As your humble creature, I will help you with that.
What do you think you are doing?
Now, please, while you are silent, let me tell you what I experienced after our night of lust. After you ran and left me alone, unsatisfied and confused. I left the place of my birth and wandered. I ate nuts and berries until I came upon a village. I hid in a shed for some shelter and peeked into the home through a crack. The mother, I found out, was blind and needed help to get around, which her children helped her with. The only thing she could do was play guitar and pleasure herself. She would not even stop if her children came into the room.
Why, Mom Mia?
Goodness!
Your adults, you know this is natural.
Dinner's ready, Mother.
The sound of her pleasuring herself was music to my ears. I had to hear more. Whenever she touched herself, I watched and listened. Soon after I arrived, a woman also came, and the son taught her English in between he and his sister fucking her. But unlike the sex you and I shared, Master, theirs had passion. After learning an extensive vocabulary, I decided to make myself known to the mother. She was blind, so perhaps I could convince her to love me, since she would be unable to see what I look like. And after, she can convince her family to let me join them. So I walked in through the front door and made my presence.
Who is there?
I am just a humble traveler looking to warm up in the winter cold.
Then come warm yourself. Yeah.
I knew you would be kind. Thank you. So much for your hospitality.
Are you warm yet?
Not yet.
So good. Cock is huge. Would you like some dinner?
I found a spot by a lake and sat down to pleasure myself. When a young woman approached me, she was so youthful, a dress made of flowers and springtime swayed about her milky thighs and her long fair hair. Curled around her cherubic face, such an untainted and petite body. It ashamedly left me filled with lust.
Hello, Mr. What are you doing?
Leisuring myself. Are you not afraid of me?
Why would I be? Would you like to play?
Of course I would. But you appear so youthful, I would hate to taint you.
I usually just throw flowers into the river, but I think we can play a better game. I may look young, but I did turn 18 a month ago. I know some ways of adults.
Certainly do.
Such a big dick. I've never seen one up so close before. Never sucked a dick before. It is amazing. Are you having fun? Am I doing a good job, mister?
Indeed I am. Keep sucking, my dear.
It's a big load. A really big load. I guess we're done, though. I should go get cleaned up.
Wait, no. I can keep going.
Wow, mister. Seems I'm not the only youthful one, huh? I wouldn't mind feeling what you just felt. It looked like such fun. Oh, just be careful. My mom took 3 months to sew this dress. Watch me. Stag! Careful! I guess it's too late now! I never knew people could fucking fight this fast! I saw my mom and dad fucking a bunch, but no, never. Isn't nature beautiful? Oh, look at the trees, the flowers, the animals, the water. It all looks so peaceful. I just love it. Don't you? Oh, you're not done. Oh my God! Can you get me everything now? I guess you could call this wolf style. I haven't been spanked before! My dad spanked my mum, though. Fucked up on my birthday. They told me to go and they would call me without coming back. They like doing it so much, they did not let me back in. Until the next morning. I'm gonna see why. That was amazing. Why, you ruined my dress. I can't go home naked. Only my dad can. When it's time to fuck my mom, and I am covered in jizz. I need to go wash up.
Let me help you. After she went under the water, I sat around, continuing to please myself. She had given herself to me so readily, she deserved a rest. Although I was not satisfied. The sounds of her laughter and play seemed to fade from my ears as I lost myself to pleasure once again. After an hour, I looked to the water. She had vanished. I realized she had used me and left. I was broken-hearted once again. I was a fool to think that this gentle creature would be any different. I found a nice shaded area and resumed my stroking, not knowing what else to do.
Oh, goodness. I was just going to look for my younger sister. She always gets into trouble. Can you believe she's 18 and can't swim? But forget her. I think I found something way better to do. There's a strange man in the shadows. I cannot make out his face, but I wish to please him. Daddy bought me. Now, get out of the shadows so I can see who did this.
Please me one more time, and I will show you. For now, close your eyes. After hearing my misery, do this. this one thing. Give me a bride, and I will leave this country and humanity and be at peace with her.
I had to think long and hard about the ramifications of doing this, but he did make me realize how much I was at fault. So I accepted his deal. I left my family behind. My father understood I needed to do this, and I told him when I returned I would settle down with Elizabeth in my family's summer home, away from prying eyes. I had to make money to keep traveling. I needed to find some place remote where I could create this female abomination. So I did what I had to. I will show you my tits for a ride to the next town. I will suck your cock if you let me stay here tonight. You and your brother can spit roast me if you would give me dinner. You and your sons can fuck me if your wife will row the boat.
Keep the boat steady.
I need that small house. If you give it to me, I will let every man in the village come on me. Give me more, boys. More. I got what I needed and started building this female demon. But as I did, I realized what I was doing. Two of these things. I could not allow it. So I destroyed her. I knew it was right, but it came at a grave cost.